It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome back to another episode of Adventures in Business podcast. This is the show where we talk to mid-Michigan and Lansing area people who are working, hustling, grinding, making things happen. This is your co-host, Amy Zander with CD Media, and I'm here with Lisa Fisher. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing great, Amy. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm really excited for our adventure today. I'm always excited. We're always excited about every adventure we have. Yeah, but this person, you had the pleasure of meeting at a Lansing Chamber event, and I am just meeting her today for the first time. Can't wait to hear about her business. So who do we have?
We have Ebony Morrell with us, and Ebony is actually the founder of Heart's Desire CPR Training. So welcome, Ebony. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for having me on today.
It was such a pleasure to meet you at the Chamber of Commerce. I just want to hear your story. So let's start with, tell the listeners who you are and actually what it is that you do.
Yes, absolutely. So again, I am Ebony Morrell, owner of Heart's Desire CPR Training. I'm also a registered medical assistant and certified instructor through the American Heart Association. Just to give you a little bit of background about myself, I have been in healthcare for about 20 years or so, and so also an instructor, like teaching phlebotomy, injection, medical, surgical, asepsis, and infection control, medical terminology. So just a wide variety of things in healthcare in general, and also working very closely with doctors. But I have been an instructor for about 4 years and a business owner for about 2 of those years. So what we do at Heart's Desire, we offer CPR training for a variety of occupations, and just really anybody that's interested in learning the skill, to be honest. It's such an invaluable skill to have. We just need to get the word out there a little more and let people know how much of a valuable skill it is, really, to be honest. We also offer mobile services as well. So we offer on-site or mobile. So honestly, what we do is we can come right to your facility if that is what, is appropriate for, you, or if not, then we can also have you on to at our site as well.
With all of that credentialing and medical background, why CPR?
CPR is just, it's really valuable. Honestly, anybody can be a victim of cardiac arrest, especially when you're thinking about elderly loved ones, new parents, new babies, choking, things of that nature, knowing how to respond to those medical emergencies and knowing how to relieve choking. People that have chronic illnesses and diseases, there's just such a large variety of people, and you never know when you might find yourself in that situation and needing to use this valuable skill to potentially save a life. With CPR, if it's done effectively and accurately, it can actually triple a person's chance of survival. So just having that skill and knowing, you could be at the grocery store, you could be really anywhere, and just having that skill to know what to do to save a life could be, life-changing for somebody.
Okay, so I have a question.
Sure.
You teach this, you think about it, you're in it all the time. Plus it sounds like you've got a lot of other experience with the medical
right.
field. Have you ever personally been in a situation where an emergency situation where you had to administer CPR?
Yes, I have. Actually, this was prior to me being an instructor. Many years ago, I worked in a nursing home, and then we did have a patient that coded on us, and they were not a DNR. So they were not do not resuscitate. So that meant we had to at least try to, keep them stable until advanced help arrived. So it is a scary situation. You never know how you're going to react in those situations until you're actually in it. But the more confident you are and the more knowledgeable you are on what you are doing, the more likely you're going to react without delay. And when you're talking about these medical emergency situations, honestly, time is of the essence. Moments and seconds count. So if you're not confident and you stand back and take a second to think, oh, maybe I don't know what to do. Do I remember how to perform CPR? That could be, detrimental for someone. So, right. Just getting right in and jumping right in is going to be essential pretty much for, right, for survival.
Lisa, have you ever been in a situation like where somebody around you either, are you certified in CPR? Lisa, I'm not.
I am not certified in CPR, so, but as I listen to the qualifications, I'm like, this is kind of a must have.
Right, for sure. But have you ever been in a situation like an emergency where somebody else around you did something like that, where they administered CPR or Heimlich or something? No.
I have not, actually. I have been very fortunate. You know, I used to manage restaurants many, many moons ago, and I would tell people that they couldn't choke on my shift or get hurt because I didn't know CPR.
Right. I was in two different situations. So one was when my daughter was really young. She was like a toddler and eating, and she started choking. And both of my stepsisters are neonatal nurses, and they were there. So I just basically handed Anna to
like
one of them.
You guys know what to do.
Yeah. And they just took care of it. She didn't even blink. My daughter was fine. And I'm over here having a heart attack about it, you know, and everything was fine. And then another time we were on my brother's boat, and my brother started choking, and my husband knew. Mm-hmm. He's been through training, and he gave my brother the Heimlich maneuver. So that's our family. Like, oh, well, I've saved your life, you know? But yeah. And both times I was just like, I have no idea what to do.
But just imagine if there wasn't someone else there to step in, you know, just imagine just being able to have that skill to know what to do to save a person, you know, cause that's very scary as a parent, especially whether you're a new parent or not, but just as a parent in general, just to see your child in that type of distress and not know what to do. That would be a extremely scary situation to be in. So I really try to encourage new parents and really just anybody, like, you know, there's a lot of occupations that require for their staff to be CPR certified, you know, whether it's healthcare professionals, daycare providers, you know, factory workers. There's a lot of occupations that's required to be certified, but really just the community, everyone should have this skill. Everyone should know this skill, to be quite honest.
Right. You know? So what's an industry that doesn't require it, but you think should?
That does not require it.
What about restaurants?
Like restaurants.
Yeah, like Lisa was saying, everyone's eating.
You know, children go to restaurants. You know, children, they might eat fast or choke, or, you know, someone with a swallowing, you know, condition with swallowing, you know, out at a restaurant. You want to be able to know what to do. So I feel like restaurant workers, really anywhere where there's a large amount of people coming in and out, whether it's like Walmart, you never know when a medical emergency is going to arise, whether it's cardiac arrest, whether it's choking, whether it's an injury. Mm-hmm. You just never know. You can be out, you know, having fun and doing, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, but you just never know when you might need that skill. Now, granted, we're not going around every day finding ourselves in these situations, but at the same time, it's something that you want to have and never use, then need it and not have the skill, you know?
Absolutely. That's a really good way of saying that. Yep, for sure.
Absolutely. So another thing we do encourage, because like I said, certain occupations have to be certified, which is like a, you know, 5 to 6 hour course to become certified, and the certification lasts for 2 years. But I also encourage just the regular community or people that do get certified to take advantage of booster courses as well, or the refresher courses, whether it's just a 30 minutes, maybe to an hour, hands-on practicing the skills. You don't get certified with that short training, you know, with a 30 minute training, but at least it keeps the information fresh. You retain the information. And so that way, if you find yourself in a situation, there's no hesitancy, you know? So.
Right. Okay.
That's a great idea, because I think that it's important with the hesitancy, because that can cost you, right? If you're not confident enough to jump in and do it.
Absolutely. If you're not, and that's what happens with a lot of people, their confidence and their lack of knowledge, or being afraid of not knowing what to do or how to do it correctly, they hesitate to even help a person. And then, you know, by that time, it's kind of too late, you know. But if you're able to jump right in by taking those refresher courses every, you know, 6 months, because even though, you know, you only have to get recertified every 2 years, studies show if we're not using a skill, our knowledge of that skill declines significantly if you're not using it on a regular basis. So 2 years is a long time not to use a skill, you know? And so if you take advantage of those, you know, 30 minute courses, maybe every 6 months, and it helps you retain the knowledge. And that way you're fresh, you know what you're doing, and you're able to just to jump in and, you know, and being able to recognize when somebody is in distress as well. So,
you know. Okay. So if you're a person whose job does not require it, which means that there's not like, it's not being offered regularly at your workplace or something like that, but you want these skills or like you're a business owner, like a lot of our listeners are, things like that. Or if you're a business owner that wants to bring it to your office just for general purposes, not that it's required. No, how do we do that? How tell our listeners how to make that happen?
So what you can do is you can contact myself or really anybody that offers the services, but I would love it if you would contact, you know, Heart's Desire CPR Training, and we can get something set up during a staff meeting, any type of meeting where if you're not really interested in the 2-year certification, those classes are not very expensive and they're not very time consuming. I can come in with my equipment and supplies and we run through a couple scenarios. I make sure that you get all the key information that you need and you get those hands-on, because it's really important for people to get the hands-on experience of it and practicing with the mannequins, practicing with the anti-choking trainers and just different things like that. Practicing the Heimlich or relieving choking of an infant or a baby. And we really just do the hands-on for about an hour or so. And like I said, it's not very expensive and it's not very time consuming. Now the 2-year certification is much more time consuming and it's a little more, not extremely expensive, but a little more pricey. But like I said, it's an invaluable skill and it's well worth it. You know,
and you said that one was about, six hours of training for the 2 years?
It depends on how large the class is.
Okay.
It depends on how students, but usually, typically, I try to condense it down because I know everybody's time is valuable. People have, you know, other obligations and things like that. So depending on the class, I try to condense it down to about 4 hours.
Okay. You know? Okay. So if you were just an individual that wanted to do this, but you didn't have like a group or an office or something, can you, are there community classes or can you like join someone else's office that's having a... You know,
so I do try to host just individuals where I have individuals sign up and make one large class. Now they're not associated with one another, but it's just because I can give more of a discount as well, the larger group that I have. So I try to, you know, make sure that I like to have at least 5 to hold a class. Okay. So if you can get yourself, maybe a friend or family, and then I'll like book other people outside of, you know,
other people have interest, you know, yeah,
other people that are interested, exactly, then we can make a group of 5 or more. It's not only for people that are required to have it. It really, again, is just for anybody that is interested in learning the skill, you know, so.
Maybe we should have an Adventures in Business podcast class for us and any listeners that want to
do
it.
There you go.
Now that we've been listening about it, I just feel like, man, I got to do this.
Yes, that would be excellent. Excellent. I mean, because we all have elderly people in our family. We all have people that have chronic illnesses and
children
just that are at a higher risk of experiencing a medical emergency, you know? So it's just, it's, you know, it's very important, I feel like. So, and, you know, I'm really excited about it. I'm really passionate about it. And I am just honestly, you know, interested in just, you know, spreading the word, and you know, spreading awareness about it, you know, more. So that's my goal.
So is there an age limit? Because I know sometimes people, teenagers go through a babysitting class. Is it recommended that they go through this CPR?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, you know, things like sudden infant death syndrome and things like that, finding a baby in that state or in that situation, if you have a teenager caring for your child, you want them to know what to do. I remember babysitting probably at the age of 12, and I honestly would not have known what to do if that situation were to arise. I didn't know how to relieve choking. You know, I didn't know how to do CPR on a child at that age. So if you're going to trust a teenager with your child, you know, you give them everything else that they need to keep the child safe. You know, you have the wall plugs, you make sure harmful things are put away, and, you know, you make sure those things are taken care of, but you also want to prepare for an unfortunate situation. Although we don't like to think of those things, it just, I mean, they happen. you know, they unfortunately they happen.
Well, and you want to avoid the fact of ever, I mean, this goes without saying, but being in a situation, not knowing what to do, having a tragedy happen and then feeling like, man, if I had known, like right? I maybe could have changed that outcome. Like yeah. I wouldn't want to live with that. That'd be really hard.
You know, like yeah. this could have been prevented, you know? Right. So absolutely. And, you know, childcare babysitting is very, you know, a lot of people have childcare babysitters. It's been, you know, since the beginning of time, you know, not childcare babysitters, I'm sorry, but teenage babysitters, yeah, you know,
right.
that it's, you know, it's great. You know, it's good experience for them. It works out for the parents and, you know, why not equip them with that extra knowledge to make sure your child is safe.
This education right here is invaluable. So listeners, if you're hearing, this is invaluable. When I first met you and you started talking about grandparents, there's a lot of new parents out there and the new parents are wanting their parents to have this knowledge and it's education because, you know, we don't know what we don't know all the time. And if there's an opportunity, you said, to increase the survival 3 times, I believe was the statistic that you shared. That's huge.
Tremendous. That's significant. That's significant. And not every situation is a person going to, it's, you know, there's a couple factors involved, you know, how accurately you're providing CPR and how efficient and how quickly, basically. So not every situation are you going to be able to save. Everybody can't be saved, but to increase their chance of survival by 3 is pretty significant to me. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth that, you know, that possibility.
None of us, the 3 of us, are not legal professionals. But right. I'm gonna throw this out there though. I mean, in your classes and things like that, do you talk about the legal?
I do.
You know, because I mean, if it's a stranger and you're like, okay, I can try to save this person, I might know what I'm doing, but something goes wrong or whatever, and people get sued. I mean, that happens.
Right. It happens.
Yeah.
So there is something called a Good Samaritan law. As long as you are trying to save a person and you're doing a good deed, they cannot come for you and sue you. So for example, when you're performing CPR, you're pressing pretty hard in the center of their chest and pretty fast. So ribs get broken. You know, I would rather have broken ribs than be alive, you know? So they cannot come back and sue you and say, hey, you broke my ribs. So now I'm going to sue you. You broke my ribs while you were trying to save my life. There is Good Samaritan laws that prevents people from being sued. As long as you were truly trying to do a good deed, then they cannot come back and sue. Okay. Because you assume everybody wants to live. You assume, that's an assumption that is fair to make, that people, majority of us anyways, if we're in that situation, we want to be saved.
That's good to know.
So those Good Samaritan laws will protect you from being sued or being in trouble for breaking a rib or from somebody saying, well, I didn't want to live. I wanted to, you know, I didn't want to survive. You know, it protects you from that. Because that is something to think about. I'm glad you asked that question. And in my classes, I do go over that and explain that to my students as well.
That's good. Because in a society, we want to make sure that, you know, we're protecting ourselves. And I think sometimes people don't jump in to help because of fear of recourse.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, and chances are these days there's going to be at least 1 or 10 people recording it on their phones. So we can go back and look at it, right?
You're absolutely right about that. It's definitely 9 times out of 10 going to be recorded in some shape or form.
Right. Which, I mean, that's, you know, can be helpful to be
able to, absolutely.
Like, was trying. Absolutely. Yeah. 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 Okay. So you said you've been doing this as your own business for a couple of years. So you basically started in the pandemic. Yeah?
I started in the pandemic. And honestly, when I took the CPR training course, pretty much it was like right before the pandemic. Right when I was getting started, getting my business rolling, you know, getting everything legit with the business, the pandemic hit. So it really put everything to a halt for about a year. So honestly, I've been in business for about 2 years. However, I've really only been truly advertising and really getting out there for the past year because the first year of my 2-year business venture, we were in the middle of a pandemic and there was not much I could do. You know, I was a new business owner. I didn't know how to proceed with things, and things were on lockdown. So there was not much I could do. So once things, restrictions started to be lifted, I kind of jumped back in full force. And it's been about a year since I've really, really been truly focused, honestly. You know, even though I've been teaching it a little longer, you know, it's been about a year since I've been in business for myself.
Fantastic. How can our listeners find you? And of course, we'll cover this in our show notes, but what are the ways that people can reach out to you and get the ball rolling on their certifications?
Absolutely. So there is a couple different ways. So I am on Instagram at HeartsDesireCPR. You can always leave me a message there or an inbox. I'm also on Facebook at HeartsDesireCPR Training, LLC. You can contact me by phone, and that is going to be 517-742-2742. And then also by email. Email is a very good way to contact me as well. And actually that email is Ebony, so E-B-O-N-I, at heartsdesireCPR7.com.
Excellent. Thank you. And again, we'll put those in our show notes. What are you excited about in this next, let's say the next year? We're halfway through 2022, but what are you excited about?
We're halfway through. That's very interesting. That is crazy. It feels like we just came into 2022, but I'm just so excited about getting out in the community, spreading awareness. I want to get into the community centers, the schools, churches. And like I said, even if people aren't interested in the 2-year certification, just getting out there and doing those shorter courses and those shorter classes, where they're still going to get all the key information and knowledge that they need to help save a life if they ever find themselves in that situation. I'm just really, really excited about just spreading awareness about it more, you know, because sometimes we lack knowledge and lack awareness. And I feel like if I can get that out there more, people will understand and they will be more interested in having this skill, you know? So I'm super excited about that. I'm in the process of putting some things in place so I can, you know, get out into the community more and, you know, like I said, just spread awareness.
So do you do anything, you know, a lot of CPR, we think choking. Do you have any advanced classes for like dealing with trachs or people that are, that you see a lot of people around right. on oxygen or anything like that?
Yeah. I don't really have advanced classes for trachs, not at the moment, but I do have advanced oxygen, how to start advanced oxygen for a patient. I have first aid. I teach first aid also. I also teach opioid training, how to recognize if a person is actually having an overdose from medications, whether it's narcotics, whether it's illicit drugs, whatever the case may be, how to respond to those types of situations. Like I said, advanced bleeding. I do advanced how to stop the bleed. If you're, you know, somebody that likes to go hiking or out in the wilderness, and how to deal with those situations if somebody is like, you know, have advanced or severe stages of bleeding and things like that, how to keep them stable until, you know, advanced help arrives and things of that nature. So there's a few things, you know, that I do offer. So I'm also in the process of implementing, again, I come from healthcare. I've worked in a doctor's office for many years. So I have that background. So I'm also in the process of implementing scrub sales in my business. I thought it would be complementary to CPR because a lot of healthcare professionals, that's probably one of my biggest audiences or target audiences is for healthcare professionals. So, you know, I just know how important it is to have, you know, those comfortable scrubs, quality scrubs, but then, you know, fashionable as well. So I'm super excited about implementing that into my business as well. I have found that there's a lot of other occupations besides healthcare that are choosing scrubs as their choice of uniform. You know, mm-hmm. I recently realized that it's not just for healthcare professionals anymore because they're very comfortable and very professional looking, you know. So there's a lot of other occupations that are going that route. So super excited about that as well.
Gosh, I think we could ask you more and more questions. But as we think about advice. What type of advice would you have for our listeners? And you could go anywhere from starting their business to the safety, but what advice would you have?
You know, honestly, as far as being a new business owner, it's going to be very challenging. It's not easy by any means. It's not easy. And it can be discouraging, but you just have to stay the course and, you know, stick through it. You can't give up. You just have to keep pushing, because there's been times that I get discouraged and I doubt myself and things of that nature. But there is really something in me that tells me that this is such a value and such something that needs to be pushed out to the community. So I just refuse to give up. And I know there's going to be hurdles along the way. Even once you become this, you know, successful business person, there's always going to be obstacles and hurdles, but you just can't let that discourage you. You just got to keep pushing forward. So I definitely would give that advice to business owners or new business owners.
I agree. It's true. Yeah.
So
it is tough.
It can be tough at times, you know? So, you know, especially being new, it can be very challenging.
People may not know it yet, but they need your services, whether they're your CPR services, Amy's marketing services, you know, people need what you have.
Right.
So it's just being able to get to that point.
Get it out there and reach the people and reach. That's the main thing, is advertising, letting people know that you exist. I think that's one of the biggest challenges.
Are you reading or listening to anything that gives you inspiration? Maybe sometimes when you have some of those doubts.
Honestly, I watch a lot of YouTube. Her name is Noelle Randall, and she's not necessarily doing the type of business that I'm doing, but she has multiple businesses or has had different successful businesses over the years. And her name is Noelle Randall. She's on YouTube and she's very inspiring and encouraging. And I just, when I have those doubts, I love to go and watch her video. She has some really great information and great advice that she gives people. So that's one of the people that I really look to. You know, I watch her. She has, like I said, YouTube, and sometimes she's on a couple different podcasts and things of that nature. So any podcast that she might be visiting, I'll watch those. And, you know, it's encouraging. It is. And sometimes we need that reassurance that, you know, we need that from somebody that we don't know, you know, to say, hey, I got to keep on. I got to keep pushing, you know.
That's a good one. That's a new one. We haven't heard that one yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Cool. I'm sure a lot of our listeners will want to check that out as well.
Yes.
So before we wrap up, is there anything that we have not asked you that you want anybody to hear that's out there?
I don't know. I can't really, you know, think of anything at the moment. I'm sure once I hang up, I will, but.
Sure. Well, no problem. But
you know, how that goes.
I do. But just again, for our listeners, we'll put the contact information to get a hold of Ebony and her business in the show notes and the links and that. And then, you know, also check out our newly created Facebook page for the podcast, Adventures in Business Podcast. So we'll be putting it out there. You can find the links to that as well. And for our listeners too. So, you know, make it a goal. We've got, you know, about almost half the year left. This year, by the end of the year, for our listeners, you guys are going to get your knowledge on about CPR, whether you go for that big certification or you're just going to get some knowledge. And yes, absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely. This has been amazing. I really thank you guys so much. This has been a great opportunity. I just really thank you guys for this experience and this opportunity. It's pretty awesome. It's great what you guys are doing. Honestly, it really is.
We look at it as, like, you know, it's a joy and a labor of love. And it's so much fun to talk to all different kinds of people. And it's just pure joy for us to do it. So,
I've listened to some of your other podcasts. When I went to your site, when I signed up for this particular meeting today, I went and listened to some of your previous, and it's good. It's great information. And it just puts the word out there, what people are doing and, you know, what's out there. So this is definitely informational. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. There's a lot going on in Lansing, whether people there's so much going on.
There is. Absolutely. Yeah. Amazing. I love it.
It has been such a pleasure to listen to you share your passion with us, because it is evident that you are passionate about this important topic, and very grateful that you came on the show. Looking forward to seeing you again at another chamber event.
Absolutely.
Another networking group.
This has been great. I'm so glad to get to know you, Ebony. And I'm gonna think about putting a class together. This is something, I mean, that whole thing you just said about hiking and somebody bleeding out. I'm like, I hike all the time. And I'm one of those people that never thinks anything bad's gonna happen.
Right.
So it's
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah,
really,
absolutely.
Yeah, made me think about a lot of stuff. So thank you so much for being on our show.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and to our listeners, thank you for coming along to another adventure. And we release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. You can find us at zediamedia.com or, of course, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you'd like to be a guest on our show like Ebony was here today, you can also find the link to sign up for our show at zediamedia.com. Just click on the link for the podcast. Thanks so much. We hope you have a great day. And please make sure you go out and make it an adventure.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zediamedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zediamedia.com. That's zediamedia.com and sign up.
This is a Zedia Media production.